from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. Hey, it's Jessica. July 22nd. 10 things to be aware of before the day starts. Let's get into it. First, from Cointelegraph, Movement Labs files for Chapter 11 bankruptcy after months of Move token turmoil. The blockchain developer will continue operating under court supervision as it restructures following a market-making scandal, a co-founder's suspension, and exchange delistings that rocked the project. Next, second, from The Defiant. Movement Labs files for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. MVMT Labs, Inken, the developer behind the Movement blockchain, filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in the U.S. Bankruptcy Court for the District of Delaware on July 15th, according to the court docket. The voluntary petition, docketed as case number 26-01-13, and assigned to Judge Thomas M. Horan, lists. Up next. Third, from Crypto Briefing, Movement Labs files for Chapter 11 bankruptcy after turbulent year. Movement Labs has entered bankruptcy protection following months of instability surrounding its Move token launch and governance challenges. The post-Movement Labs files for Chapter 11 bankruptcy after turbulent year appeared first on Crypto Briefing. And then, fourth, from Slashdot, AT&T loses key ruling in bid to stop offering basic phone service in California. A federal judge rejected AT&T's request to temporarily block California rules requiring it to offer basic phone service to new customers in its wireline territory. AT&T wants to retire its copper-based phone network and stop service for nearly 200,000 California customers in 2027. But the state argues the company can meet its obligations with modern alternatives like fiber rather than abandoning carrier of last resort requirements altogether. Next. Fifth, from The Defiant, Jack Mallers steps down as CEO of 21 Capital. Jack Mallers said he is stepping down as CEO of 21 Capital, the tether-backed Bitcoin treasury company he founded, to focus on his payments, FirmStrike. I've decided to step down as CEO of 21, Mallers wrote on X on Tuesday. My life's work remains Bitcoin. My Bitcoin company is up next. Sixth, from Screen Rant, Call of Duty, Modern Warfare. 4 open beta start date, time, early access, platforms, and how to join. Ever since Call of Duty, Modern Warfare 4 was initially announced, Infinity Ward has been making some big promises for what fans can expect from the newest addition to the fan-favorite reboot. Having already claimed that Modern Warfare 4 will be pulling back on wacky cosmetics and will introduce a new extraction shooter mode with DMZ, the upcoming shooter project has been gaining even more eyes on it than ever. And then, seventh, from Bitcoin Magazine, Jack Mallers steps down as CEO from Bitcoin Treasury, 21 Capital, Bitcoin Magazine. Jack Mallers steps down as CEO from Bitcoin Treasury, 21 Capital, Bitcoin Treasury. 21 Capital has named Rafael Zaguri as its chief executive officer, a leadership change that arrives 7 months after the firm listed on the New York Stock Exchange. Zaguri succeeds founder Jack Mallers, who is stepping down to focus on his Bitcoin payments company, Strike. Speaking on the transition, Mallers said, "I'm grateful to everyone at GexXI and everyone who believed in what we built," said Jack Mallers. Next, eighth, from NPR News. Trump imposes 50% tariffs on Canadian goods. So Trump imposed a 50% tariff on most Canadian goods, which is a pretty big deal. This move is supposedly in response to Canada's treatment of American autos, alcohol, and dairy products, which the U.S. claims is unfair. The tariffs are on most Canadian goods, but I don't have specifics on what's exempt. The U.S. has been complaining about Canada's trade practices for a while now, particularly when it comes to autos and dairy. It's not clear what the immediate impact of these tariffs will be, but it's likely to affect trade between the two countries. I'll keep an eye on this and let you know if anything changes. For now, it's a waiting game to see how Canada responds to these tariffs. Up next, ninth, from Ars Technica. AT&T loses key ruling in bid to stop offering basic phone service in California. California can keep enforcing rules that require AT&T to offer basic phone service to new customers in its wireline territory, following a federal judge's ruling last week. AT&T sued California in May in a bid to end the state's Carrier of Last Resort, COLR, rules that require it to offer telephone service to any potential customer in its territory. And then, 10th, from NBC News, Trump imposes 50% tariffs on dairy, alcohol, and cars from Canada. According to NBC News, the Trump administration has imposed 50% tariffs on dairy, alcohol, and cars imported from Canada. The move is in response to what the administration claims are discriminatory actions by Canada. The tariffs are reportedly a result of a long-standing trade dispute between the U.S. and Canada. The administration is also considering additional tariffs due to the Canadian wildfires, which have had a significant impact on the country's economy. The U.S. Trade Representative's office has confirmed the tariffs, stating they are a necessary measure to protect American industries. That's the day. Back at the desk tomorrow, what to watch is in your subscribe link.